303, Rick, a biblical message, understandable reflection. April 23, 2025. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 26 to 28. Also to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes for the uprightness. He who has knowledge spares words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shut his lips, he is considerate, perspicuous. Reflection. Greetings, precious soul. Righteousness is precious, but not everyone esteems its worth. Sometimes the righteous suffer in a world twisted by unjust judgment. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 26 warns, also to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes for their uprightness. This applies both to those in power who abuse their position, and to citizens who undermine just leadership. It's a double warning. Let no government descend into tyranny, but also let the people not rise up against righteous authority. History shows how things can go wrong. Think of the 10 tribes who rebelled against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. Their complaints about heavy burdens were understandable, yet the rejection of the God-ordained kingship led to a kingdom of apostasy. They rejected authority and ultimately turned to idolatry, where authority and order are not honored, lawlessness will increase. But the proverb goes deeper than politics. How often do we judge or speak against others without righteousness? He who has knowledge spares words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Wisdom reveals itself in a composed mind and a bridled tongue. A steady heart, not quick-tempered, not driven by emotion. James chapter 1, verse 19 reminds us, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to regret. The wise person waits, listens, and waits every word. Even a fool, when silent, may seem wise. That doesn't mean silence is always right. Truth must never be suppressed. But it highlights that to speak without wisdom is dangerous. A fool reveals himself when he opens his mouth. So the question is, how do we care for our words? How do we speak about others, about righteousness, about authority? Our mouth reveals our heart. Whoever controls the spirit and tongue reflects the wisdom of God. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot compare it with her. Prayer. Lord God, you are the righteous judge. We place our lives in your hands. Teach us not to react in our own strength, but to trust in your wisdom and righteousness. Grant us a calm spirit so that we do not speak in haste, but quietly seek your guidance. Help us to remain steadfast, to act justly, and to wait patiently for your timing. Holy Spirit, fill us with wisdom, self-control, and humility. Do not let us be led by emotion, but by your truth. Make us living testimonies of your righteousness, so that our lives reflect your light in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.